This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Wow, we are so tech vulnerable. I'm going to keep saying it over and over again. I'm not paranoid. Never have been. I am definitely not paranoid. And that's always been true. But recently, I'm saying it over and over again, I guess, hoping that I can believe it. You know how these things work. First, a small seed or association gets planted in your mind where it can grow in the dark corners and jump out and surprise you later. For me, that was an article I read in the magazine Wired about how hackers, likely state-supported from Russia, were messing with Ukraine big time. The last two winters in the throes of December, they have proven that they can sneak in and turn the electrical power grid there upside down in 12 ways from Sunday. The detail in the piece was the upset in the Ukraine, but the bottom line warning was that the Ukraine was a practice field for the main contest, and that was hitting the main grids that power Europe and the United States. In New Orleans last week, Entergy, the multi-state electrical and nuclear power conglomerate that provides service, sent out a message that the entire Central Business District would be without power for some hours in the middle of the day. As a public company, they had to provide some minimal details, and so they did. They claimed there had been vandalism to one of their substations in the CBD. Dang, I wanted to believe that, even as odd as it sounds. Having read the Wired story, though, I was worried. They ended up claiming that someone had stolen 50 pounds of copper welding wire. Case solved, they said. I'm still scratching my head, though. How can the theft of some copper wire force the company to shut the city's throbbing commercial heart down for hours? And then at about 1:30 p.m. one afternoon last week, I couldn't send an email out or access our server. I was getting ready to text our server guy to complain, but stopped when everyone in the office at Cox Cable, our internet provider, had gone down citywide. Cox is a private company. They were saying nothing at all. Word was that they would be down until 8 p.m. that night, but they came back on about 5:30 or so. Cox never provided an explanation. I absolutely know they were hacked. Nothing much, it seems, we can do, but it does make you realize how much we depend on these common utilities like electricity and the internet, and how totally vulnerable we and all of the systems we depend on really are. We feel like sitting ducks. Then we read about all these computer bugs lifted from our own national security agency that are being used for billions of dollars of so-called ransomware attacks where you can pay someone somewhere to unlock your computer. I'm flying within hours to Budapest to do some workshops for activists and organizers because Hungary is undergoing an undemocratic, anti-democratic assault on nonprofits, activists, and any government opponents. Do I dare use my computer without connecting to a VPN or virtual something network? Would I be risking surveillance and attacks on our organizations and members? Wow. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.